Hype Network presents.
This episode of Questioning Belief, we are gonna go and take a deep dive in the word debt. And it's gonna be an interesting conversation. If you have doubts and questions, let's have a conversation about it, shall we? Let's go. Hey folks, welcome back to the Rajiv Show. My name is Rajiv Doreswamy. In this show, we talk about philosophy, motivation, and journaling, not in that particular order. And before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you are watching this on Spotify, you guys are genius because Spotify's video is amazing. And I love you guys. So let's get into... Oh, one more thing. Newsletter. Haha. Newsletter, guys, join the newsletter if you guys want to stay in touch. So in this episode, let's talk about an interesting topic called debt. But first of all, let me answer the question, of course, why did I choose to make this episode? One was, there was this instant, one of these nights, I think a few years ago, I don't even remember anymore. It was a normal night. And I was gonna hit the hay, go to bed. And then suddenly, I don't know, anxiety hit me, or paranoia or depression. I do not know what really hit me. My mind sank into the idea of debt. I mean, graveyard, gravestones, debt, and beyond. And it really scared me to the point that I woke up in an instant panic looking for someone to talk to. And it was one of those crazy nights. I do not know what really came upon me that very night. It was just a normal night, and I think I was taking my medication. I'm not even sure if I was under medication at that time, but it was really a particularly weird evening for me. So I wanted to actually talk about it, probably add it in my book, but I also wanted to put it in a podcast and remove the stigma around the idea of debt, because that is the purpose of this episode. So yeah, and another inspiration that I highly recommend you guys listen to this episode of London Real with Stephen Jenkinson. I'll put the link here. It's an amazing episode and it goes in depth. And it's just an interesting conversation about the idea of debt and how to understand it, why you shouldn't fear it. And it brings so much dynamic into the basic idea of debt in so many interpretive ways. So it's just something, it's a highly recommended video or interview that I recommend you guys to watch. So, I want to go through my understanding of the idea of debt. When I was young, of course, the idea of debt I often fear it, because, of course, when you're young, the knowledge behind it, it's something really that you cannot really simplify it to a child. Of course, when you grow up in a Christian background, you are comforted with the idea that when you die, you go to heaven, all that stuff. But when you grow up and you grow old, the meaning of it begins to evolve as your mind evolves. So for me, of course, like I said, when I was young, it was something that I was scared. I was scared to talk about it. I was scared to put it in a conversation, because there's either two ways, you know, either you go to heaven or hell. Back then, that was the conversation and the solution to that problem, as they say it, if that was a problem in itself. But as I grow and I develop my mind, of course, we learn science, biology, the art of life, where when something exists, it was brought by the idea of evolution, and over time, just like a caterpillar there are times where a caterpillar has its own form. It starts from a small molecule and then becomes a larva and then becomes a butterfly, and then of course it dies, decomposes, and then, you know, it's a circle. And that's what biology teaches you. You know, it's a circle of life. When one goes through the ground, something will build and it will be better, and it will always be an interesting circle of growth, death and growth. That's how I interpret that in the scientific knowledge. But as an agnostic now, I look at it as an honor to look at the idea of death. And why do I mean it as like that? See, in life, we have the opportunity, and I'm taking this from Neil deGrasse Tyson, we have the opportunity to live, express, love, laugh, cry, hug, kiss, all these emotions. We have all of these things with us. And what makes us be rememberable in this world is the idea that we walked this earth, we've seen, we've witnessed with our own eyes the existence, and that in itself is an internally grateful honor. And to some, maybe they take it to an extent that, yeah, just because they're alive, there's a certain deity. That's the Christian or the religious outlook of it. But for me, I see it as an honor of existing, and I also look at it as a reason to live, you know. It's just an interesting perspective if you think of it that way. And the common fears behind the idea of death is, of course, what lurks behind that. If you look at the Christian or other religious, is that, of course, you are going to be under the guise of doing good, which is not really an advisable way to live, knowing that if you live in that paranoia, then I don't think, yeah, living would be worth that much, because every time you think of doing good, you're appeasing to someone or something that's beyond you, even though in your stream of conscious you lose the identity. And I know it sounds weird to say that, because I used to believe in that, you know. I used to believe in the fear-mongering that if you do good, you're going to go to heaven, or if you do bad, you're going to go to hell, and fire, brimstone, all that stuff. It's just something that it's not really thinking about when you're living, you know. You think about all that stuff. So for me, I really wanted to stay away from that as a form of another discussion, probably, that why is there an idea between doing something good for the sake of doing good for a deity that's observing you, and then doing bad for the deity to punish you. It just doesn't make sense to me now as I grow. But anyway, this whole episode feels like I'm digging into the Christian philosophy so much. But yeah, it's just one of those contradictions that I often wonder and ponder. Why do people actually fall for that stuff? And for me, I don't fall for that anymore. I don't really like to think of living for the sake of doing good for other people who are suffering and who don't have the opportunity that I have. But I want to give them something better. And that's a better way of looking at life, rather than a deity is looking down on you. You did this bad, you did this wrong, you did this. So yeah, that's one common fear, that if you turn to the dark side, I mean, there's a certain degree that if you turn to the dark side and you turn from 0 to 100 for no reason towards the dark side, then it's more like a moral obligation on what went wrong in your psyche. But that's another conversation, is that, you know, if you do something wrong and you know it's morally wrong inside of you, regardless of whoever says it to you, let's take the idea of murdering, or let's take the idea of of killing, murdering, and all that, all the evil stuff. Of course, there is a degree to that. And if you live in a society which doesn't allow that, often it's on you. It's on your psyche. It's how you up. It's probably how you were brought up, which gives you the conclusion that that's the only solution to a problem. But that's not something that we are talking about here. We're talking about the idea of debt. And when you do something as far as that goes, you know, then definitely your subconscious has left your body long before you can even think of normalizing yourself. Again, another topic for another discussion. But yeah, the fear-mongering is just one thing that often I hate about the Christians when it comes to the idea of debt. And I really don't like it, especially to young kids who are growing up and now in this age where there are many other ways to open that conversation and remove that stigma behind talking about debt should not be a household conversation. Because at some point in life, if you're a parent, you will eventually pass on. And then if you didn't have that conversation with them, they will believe in certain ideas. And then once they grow and they realize that that's not how life works, then of course they will have to look for other forms of lies that they will go through in order to just ease the pain because you didn't have that conversation. So I just want to eliminate that stigma. And that's the main, like I said, that's the main purpose of this this episode. So I want to ask you guys, before I give my own opinion on this, what are your thoughts on tackling debt, aside from, of course, having that conversation and how to handle that conversation and how to build into that conversation? What are your thoughts on how to tackle the idea of debt, aside from giving your next generation a fake idea of what debt is going to be? Because like I said, for me, as an agnostic, living is an opportunity, and dying should also be considered as an opportunity for you to live, because that is where you pass on something that you've learned from this world, and then it will go on to your generation. That's your legacy. So yeah, anyway, that question is to you guys. I want to send it to you guys. I mean, I'm glad I got it off my chest. I don't know if I might have missed something that I haven't added in this conversation, then probably I'll think about it and then make content around that. But anyway, with that in mind, if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. With that in mind, folks, cheers, and I will see you in the next episode.